Loggins with Dean and Raj coming up on 710. It's going to be cloudy today. We'll have a high of 85. A little windy in the afternoon. Right now, 74 in the one-hour heating and air conditioning weather center. You want $1,000? You can play the $1,000 minute coming up 7:49.
All right, let's do the birthday scam.
Let's call Michelle. This is from her husband, Don. Don told us that her car fob became unpaired with her vehicle. She couldn't start the vehicle with the electronic fob, and she got it fixed at the dealership, and now it's not working again. Raj will pretend to be from the service department.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Yes.
Hey, it's Joe Hicketts, service manager at in Sugar Land. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I got a message that you called, and are you having a problem with your car again?
Yeah, I mean, you guys gave me a new fob, and like, I got home, and it really just stopped working within 2 hours of getting it. I'm pretty frustrated.
Well, actually, we didn't get you a new fob. What we did is we paired it back up with the car. Some reason it had gotten out of sync, and it was working perfectly when it left here, the dealership.
Okay, I'm a little confused because they told me at the dealership that you guys gave me a new one, and now you're telling me it was the same one and you just repaired it. That's not really what I asked for. It's not working.
All right, let me ask you something. Let's go through a test here. Do you hear a clicking noise? Are you by your car?
No. I mean, I can be, but I'm telling you, like, it's just not working.
Have you had your fob anywhere near your phone?
I mean, I keep it in my purse, and I keep my phone in my purse.
Uh-huh. Now, I think now we're on to something. These fobs can be deactivated by brushing up against Androids, iPhones. It can deactivate them.
Okay, nobody told me that. I just asked for a new fob.
I can order you a new one, but I'd have to charge you. A new fob is like $380.
What do you mean you would have to charge me a new one? This was an issue that should have been resolved.
No. Now we know what the issue is. You jacked it up with your by putting it in your purse.
Okay. No. But when I got the fob, it wasn't working. So I don't see how that is my issue.
I can hear that you don't know a lot about cars. So I'm trying to explain.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because you're really being very rude. You don't even know anything about me. You don't know anything about them.
Well, I'm trying to tell you that it was working perfectly and you keep putting it in your purse.
And I am saying that just paid a load of money for this. I'm not paying.
Watch your language, young lady.
Now, let me finish.
I will wash your mouth out with soap.
You are talking down to me. Can I get your manager on the phone?
Can you put your husband on the phone?
What's your manager's name?
If you put your husband on the phone, Michelle, he'll explain this whole thing. This is Dean and Raj. This is the birthday scam from Don.
What?
Yeah, Don said you were having problems. You're very frustrated. And we thought, let's call and wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Shut up right now.
Yeah, it's all Don's idea, and we hope you get your car fixed.
And oh, my God, I'm going to kill him.
I hope you have a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, I'll have a very happy birthday after this.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.